What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are Batting Practice, of course. As always, we got a great one for you tonight. We're talking baseball. Whoa, copyright. Sorry.
Sorry, say Jake. This every week.
Sorry, Trevor. Sorry.
We are talking about
baseball because there's been a ton that has gone on since last week. Before we get too far into all of that, boys, how are we doing on this Sunday evening?
We're doing better than the Rangers are doing right now because the Rangers have yet to put up a run. And this is now the second Astros game in a row that we've recorded during, and the second Astros game in a row that we have not seen a run be put up by the other team. There wasn't even a hit put up by the other team last time. So this is kind of fun. Maybe we need to stop recording during Astros games because otherwise they throw really, really good pitching games.
You know, I put Hunter Brown in a lineup I cared about, got absolutely shelled on Friday. And now I'm thinking that I just need to make sure he's playing on Sunday when we're recording. So
exactly.
Yeah, that makes it makes sense now. And when we're not recording, Astros pitchers, fade them. They suck. Mm-hmm.
How are we doing, Nosh?
I'm good. You know, it's been a crazy baseball-filled weekend. Watched a little of the Women's National Championship today, which was exciting. But yeah, I'm chilling. I wish my Solo
Lamps
are doing
better. We
got men's
tomorrow, too. So lots of sports going on right now. Baseball, basketball. We got hockey playoffs coming up very, very soon. Basketball playoffs. I think 2 or 3 regular season games left. Am I wrong? Or is it more than that? No. It's home games. That's what it is.
Pretty
home
close.
Games left.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up. Playoffs start in a few weeks.
But, yeah, it's crazy to think about that everything's winding down to an end. My SoRare NBA lineups have been kind of trash recently. Not going to lie. So, whatever. But, hey, we got some SoRare MLB reward boxes.
Hey. Oh,
so, we'll save those for a bit because we got to talk about, instead of SoRare, we got to talk about baseball first. Because, like you said, Nosh, it was an action-packed week of baseball, and I wouldn't say necessarily in the best of ways. First and foremost, we had right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, we had the Charlotte Knights versus hosting the Norfolk Tides, the Orioles AAA system. And not only did they get swept, I believe, by the Tides, but Jackson Holiday homered, I think, 3 times.
Wow.
And one of the games ended 25-11. 25-11.
Yikes.
Where not a single batter on the Norfolk Tides had an OPS less than 1,000.
Oh my
Every
gosh.
Batter averaged more than a base that game per at bat. That is insane. Sorry, per plate appearance. That's crazy. More than a base per plate per time they stepped up to the plate. So
that's insane.
That happened in AAA.
I just saw the highlight. I think it was from last night's game where it was, I think, 8-8 or 9-9 in the ninth inning. And then somebody on the Orioles, I can't think of his, or on the Norfolk.
The Tides, yeah.
The Tides. It was the ninth, and he hit a home run over the left field scoreboard, which many of you, or probably everybody listening, hasn't been to the stadium, whereas Jacob and I both have. I'm pretty confident this ball went fully out of the stadium.
On the street?
Like onto the street. Because it was like one of the furthest home runs ever recorded. It was absolutely smoked. So it's funny that you brought that up because I literally, just before we started recording, was watching this highlight on Twitter.
Yeah.
Shout out to Charlotte.
So they're juicing them, right? They're juicing the baseballs.
Juice balls.
Now the Orioles are stacked. And you know what's gonna happen? They're gonna have to trade someone, man.
Yeah, they're kind of backlogged right now. They have it's a good problem to have, but they have too many good people.
They might want to trade for another pitcher. Who knows?
Yeah, looking at their lineup. Hey, I mean, Dean Kramer threw 7 shutout innings.
He's been good. That's like, do they even need anyone? I don't know. Maybe some more pitching, considering you might want to have, it's like so rare where you might want to have three or four probable pitchers per game week. So you can set multiple lineups. You might want to have like seven or eight pitchers on an MLB roster now because everyone is tearing their UCL. And that is, for you guys who don't know, that's the Tommy John injury. That is the ulceral? Ulneral? Ulnar collateral ligament.
Yes, sir.
In the elbow.
It's right here.
There we go. Right there.
See, I was right. I'm not even a doctor.
Yes. Mine is permanently messed up.
Really?
From pitching it. Yes. Because every time I go like this, when I go out, it clicks.
That's every actually single one of the time. One of the tests.
It clicks.
Tests the UCL stability. Mm-hmm. Is
basically what you were doing.
So I have not nearly as bad, but I have some damage from pitching in baseball for sure. So imagine what these pitchers are going through on a daily basis.
It's not the clock.
No,
blaming the pitch clock is kind of silly to me.
Yeah. Pitchers throw much faster than the pitch clock in warmups, in between pitches. And they pitch so much, like in spring training, in practice, there's so much throwing going on. It's not just the pitch clock during games.
So do you think, like, with, I mean, I completely agree. Do you think it's irresponsible of the MLBPA to put out a PSA like 7 games into the season, or, you know, less than 2 weeks into the season, blaming the pitch clock for this, you know? Or, you know, I think we can all debate, and, but I don't know, like, when you are representing all of baseball players, like, what you say carries a ton of weight, and they didn't do it behind closed doors. It was a very public PSA press release. You know, do you think, is that, I don't know, was that irresponsible of them to, I don't know, come out like that?
I think it's, if you want to look back and say, yes, there's been more tears, UCL tears, in the last year, what's the one thing that's changed for pitchers? It's the pitch clock. I mean, it's easy to make that jump. But I would like to see where their evidence is coming from, where that 5G. Claim is coming from.
COVID vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So I think they're jumping the gun a little bit. I think there needs to be more research done and more evidence to back a claim like that. I think it's a culmination of a lot of different aspects. One of them being the focus on velocity. There's been such a push for pitchers to throw faster and faster and faster. That just puts more strain through the elbow. And we're seeing guys like Spencer Strider. I mean, he's approaching, for his career right now, he's thrown over 325 innings. And he throws hard. That's what he does. That's his mantra. And think about how many pitches he's thrown over the course of the last couple of years. Over the course of 329 innings or whatever he's thrown, that's a lot of pitches, and that's a lot of strain, not including warmups, not including spring training, not including the offseason. So, I don't know. I can't say the pitch clock is the main thing to blame at this point. Could it be a factor? Sure, but I think the focus on velocity and the analytics behind that is part of the problem too.
So yeah, do you think, and at what point, you know, and those are just the pitches he's thrown as a professional. If we go back to 5-year-old Spencer Strider, he's throwing, you know, if we went back to high school and, you know, we watched youth baseball today, how hard are these kids throwing? Like, are they would someone that hasn't watched youth sports return and like be surprised at how, like, how many, like, kids in high school are throwing 85, 90 regularly when, I don't know, maybe you'd encounter that once on another team, maybe once in a conference, you know, of like a dozen schools in one area. Like, or you know, I guess asking for a friend, how can I throw 90? You know, what's the secret?
Yeah, I think you would be surprised. Again, there's been a huge push, and that push is not just in the majors. It goes down to every level, even down to Little League, where they're trying to get kids to throw the ball faster. Every baseball player that I've seen and treated has basically, like, I've got them to buy into what I'm doing for them because I can tell them this will help you throw the ball faster. So
you're the problem.
I'm the problem, yes. Oh. Every kid wants to throw faster. It's just how it is. It's,
really?
It's the cool thing to do. So I think there's more to it. There's a lot more mechanical things to it than just blaming a pitch clock. Sure. Are they throwing more pitches more frequently? Yes. Does that put more strain more frequently on the elbow? Yes. Can you fatigue quicker and that causes changes in mechanics and all that stuff? Absolutely. But to just flat out say it's the pitch clock, that's why we're seeing more of these injuries, I think that's a big jump. A big jump to say that.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's also a lot of very highly notable pitchers that this injury is occurring to.
I was thinking
we have most recently Eury Pérez, we have Shane Bieber, and as of today, Spencer Strider. And like those are huge. Yeah, Nash, I see you shaking your head. That limited card has been cursed.
Rare card.
Yeah.
Useless for 2 years.
Has been cursed.
Do you want to know what card is sitting right next to my Eury Pérez? It's my rare Trevor Story. Just useless, man.
Oh, no.
But Trevor Story, man. Come on.
Yeah, it's a lot of big names going down. Otani, too, who didn't end up having Tommy John?
I don't believe so.
But he had a UCL issue. He's had Tommy John before. So, yeah, it's just a lot of big-name pitchers going down all at once. 7 games into the season, like you said. If this continues to be a thing, then maybe we need to re-examine. But, yeah, it's very interesting that it was just like, yeah, this is the problem. I don't know.
What's also shocking is that the age at which these people, you know, like I feel like Tommy John was something that the old timers that 6-year, 7-year in the league, but the fact that Eury Pérez, Spencer Strider, coming off rookie seasons or very few actual seasons in the MLB, I think that's also what for me. That like screams part of the problem is if it's happening younger and younger. And the thing is, if you zoom out outside of professional baseball, there are kids that are getting Tommy John and multiple before they even turn 18, which is crazy. Maybe I should have been an orthopedic surgeon. Apparently there's lots of kids that need help. Yeah. But
elbow surgery.
I mean, it's crazy how in demand it is and how young people are getting the procedure. Whereas I feel like when growing up watching baseball, it was something that some people did, obviously, but you know, I feel like no one under 25 was getting a Tommy John. And I don't know if I'm wrong, if that's just a hunch, but that's my own memory.
You know, lot of science has been done too recently, which I mean, how say like 50, 60 years ago, how many of these injuries were occurring in pitchers are just like, oh, whatever, too. Like, it could have been occurring to big-name pitchers. I don't know. Yeah. I could be totally, totally wrong.
Toughen it out. Yeah, absolutely.
But
some dirt on it.
Yeah, so I don't know, but it does suck to see these players going down.
Yes.
Spencer Strider, if he's on if we ever do higher or lower again, we have to keep in mind that he's not going to have strikeout numbers this year.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah.
Did anyone pick him for Cy Young in our little?
Did we? I don't remember.
I picked Framber and. Oh gosh.
I don't think I picked Strider.
I don't think I
picked Framber and Spencer Strider.
Rip.
Wait. One changed hands today. Someone bought a Spencer Strider Limited. for $90.
Wow. Maybe now's the time to invest.
But before then, that's about what it was selling for. So I think that's
someone is uninformed. Well, maybe I will win one here in my reward boxes.
That would be actually great, though. That'd be cool. I would
just to finish out the thought, Andrew, going back
tell me I'm right.
In a research study done in 2023,
what's research?
Last year,
what's that?
57% of all UCL repair surgeries were done on 15 to 19 year olds.
Wow.
That's some young kids.
Yep. So I know, again, it's easy to blame the pitch clock because it's new. But at the end of the day, if you're throwing 100 pitches at 100 miles per hour, it doesn't matter whether there's a pitch clock or not. You're still throwing those 100 pitches. So same amount of strain on the joint, on the ligament, I should say.
How about that? Well, here we are. I got my reward boxes for some.
I want to see a card, man.
You see this?
Yeah, I've
this one's red. Bruce. This one's red. I got a yellow and a red. Yeah, I got a yellow and a red. So here we go. This
level
one.
Level
whatever.
I want to see something other than market credit.
Oh, boo. $5, not bad. All right, rare.
Market credit.
$10
I have like,
though.
I have like $30 in market credit.
Do they stack?
Well, what's super misleading about them is it's 25% off.
Right.
And the dollar amount that you get is so if you bought a, you can get 25% of 10, you know, is 250. So you could get, if you bought a $20 card, you could get $5 off. But if you bought a $50 card, you'd only get $5 off. But they do stack. So if you did accrue, then you could. Ooh, Jackson Churio. There we go. Let's see. I'm going
to
guess.
That's crazy. Up to $10. Okay. Yeah. So if I bid $68 on Churio, then
you're only paying $58.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at if you look at the order total, that's what you're actually paying.
What does he sell for?
I'm going to guess $30.
No, 75 at least.
Okay, click view recent sales.
I can't bid on them.
I'm going to guess $30.
70. Wow. Whoa, look at this one. Instant buy for $150. Impulse bought him.
Wow.
Jesus.
You saw that home run and we're like, yep.
That's pretty sweet.
Conversion credit cannot be used.
Why?
Wow.
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 Why not?
Good oh, because you're gave... no, because you're using, because I think you're using ETH. It's charging 10.29. All right, I think you could do this on your own time. It's probably not good content.
Yeah.
But yeah, so well, maybe you got
to
fix that.
I wanted
that.
To place a bid. Yeah, that's very strange.
That's weird.
So, all right. Well, there we have it. Did you guys win anything this week before we move on here?
Nope.
I won my first card. I won my first card, baby.
Hey, what'd you win?
Tristan McKenzie.
Hey,
which is great. Okay. What tier do you think he is?
Oh, wait, no, there is no. Three.
There's tier one,
I was
two,
say four.
One, two, three, four, five.
All right. Yeah, I was gonna say four.
Four? Josh, you said three?
Mm-hmm.
One of you is right, and that person is Josh.
Wow.
Tier three. I kind of like it. I'm a Tristan McKenzie stan.
I own one.
Uh-oh.
That's falling.
Oh.
Josh Hader.
Wow. Is he blowing it again?
No.
He's trying to. Yeah.
Well,
no,
my limited champ lineup won't be winning anything because Kevin Gausman got me negative 11.
Negative 11. So, okay. So you were saying before the podcast, what about your pitchers?
I'm 3-for-3 on starting pitchers, getting me negative points. Last game week, I had Aaron Nola, who got me negative something. He might have finished with like a few points, maybe.
Maybe.
And then in that same game, Max Fried also got lit up. So my starting pitching has been lackluster, to say the least. Very disappointing. It was negative six from Fried and one from Nola.
Okay.
So wow. So my starting pitchers have been, it's been ugly. And the killer is these are not bad starting pitchers. These are top of the line ace type pitchers going out there and getting shelled. Max Fried really felt like an anomaly. And then he went out and did it again yesterday and got shelled again. So don't know what's going on there. I don't like it, but
man, like he's a little fried pitchers. Out. He's a little fried out.
Got him.
Yep. Not but Aaron Nola. Hey, Aaron Nola had a good second game.
Yeah.
You know who had a good game? I played him.
You know who had a good game for me? That is a rare pitcher of mine. Reed Detmers. He had like 12 strikeouts.
Okay. Yeah.
Reed Detmers. Angels. That's a good shout.
Shout out the Angels. Second place right now.
Yeah.
Only behind the Yankees. Like what?
Imagine.
Make it make sense. Oh no.
Let's go. Well, I feel like we've talked enough baseball. We've gone over so rare. So I'm in 68th for champion this week.
Whoa!
Which means I think I will be winning my first reward unless something crazy happens in this Astros game.
Do you have any players in the game right now?
I have Corey Seager, who is up ninth. He made the last out of the last inning. He flew out. So
he probably won't bat.
Yeah, if I had Josh Hader, that would have been nice, but I don't have his current season card. Yeah.
Walk.
So,
that's cool, though.
But, hey, we will see. Yeah, maybe I'll save that for the next time we're recording. We'll see.
I mean, that's you just get money. You just want to flex on everyone?
Oh, is it? There's no card.
Yeah, it's just cash. Oh, okay. You just want to take some money cash out and just make it.
Then I'd really wait. Yeah. It'll give myself some, like, if I don't win anything else, it'll just sit there until I feel like opening a reward. So I'll give myself some serotonin.
There you boost. Go.
But speaking of serotonin boost, we haven't done anything food related in a while. So now that the season's back, it's time to change that. And this is something that I can't believe we haven't done before, but this is part of season two, is we're not just talking so rare and then doing our MLB game. What is it? Pickle or something like that. Like we're going in and we're doing tier lists and stuff like that. So we got today, Nosh, if you want to pull it up.
Yep.
Our ML. Whoa. You just green
screen.
That's
cool. That's
wait,
cool.
Look at this.
Wait, do it that again. Was insane. Do it again. Do it again.
I can share like this.
Whoa.
Oh! What?
What is this even? I can't even tell what this looks
no,
like.
No, you're blocking the screen. It looks so bad.
It's great.
I mean, it looks great. It looks great, but it looks horrible for recording.
Can I change the layout?
You're
going to
have to undo
probably
it,
not.
But this is great.
You're going to have to undo this for sure, but this is hilarious. You're just
That's funny. Okay. All right.
Well, you're like the weather. Know, it's like you're delivering the weather.
Is this what we
there
want?
There we go.
Yes.
This is what we want.
Okay.
All right. So first and foremost, do me a favor and go over to the tiers. Let's just do S, A, B, C, D.
Yes, we can do that.
No. Yeah. There you go. Because they've already done too much here with the tiers. You don't even have to click on it like that.
Oh, can I just
click
it
on
here?
Yeah. Just yeah. So
A, B,
we are rating our favorite foods to get at the ballpark. I know we're gonna be missing some here, but we can always improvise. But the first one on the list, we got the mini helmet ice cream.
Oh,
so
wow.
How are we feeling about mini helmet ice cream? That's a good start.
Plus, that is a good start.
Especially something as a kid that was huge is you get to keep the helmet, which is
that, I was gonna say.
Yeah.
I still to this day use some of these helmets from baseball games. This is high up. It doesn't quite reach S tier. I think if anything, for me, it would be either a high B or low A. I think it's a solid snack option at the ballpark, and you get the collectible helmet too.
Yeah, I think the helmet makes it an A. Now, don't get the
Andrew's
thing is
not feeling it.
the thing
Nope.
is you can't get it every time, which is it might be changing my decision now. Because if you get it every time, then you have too many helmets, and then the
That's true.
novelty, like, it's not a novelty anymore.
Right.
So now I'm like, you can only really get it once a season, maybe. And that doesn't make it that great as much as I think about it. So, I'm going to downgrade it to a B.
I think the only thing that should come in helmets are nachos and French fries. That's just a personal belief of mine.
Okay.
But I like ice cream. Ice cream's good, but I'll knock it because it's not Dippin' Dots. Dippin' Dots is an S tier staple food.
Okay.
But I don't
Okay.
know. You guys both like it, so 2-1. So
I think
pick
B.
whatever you want.
I think I'm
B.
okay with B. That's right in the middle.
So
All
those look like
right.
regular French fries?
Just a regular
Just
French
nothing.
fries.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Now we can play around with this. If you want to throw in
I would
fries
let's put it,
slash
let's
cheese
throw them in the,
fries.
yeah, let's do the helmet fries. Let's pretend they're helmet fries. Because regular French fries are honestly, they're not my go-to like ballpark food. Or
Yeah.
they're like French fries. I want them alongside my burger, or maybe like
Right.
on a car
Yep.
ride. I might stop at McDonald's and get me a large fry, something like that. But I'm not feeling just like a thing of fries at the stadium,
Right. I
But put
agree.
them in a helmet and put some fake trashy cheese sauce on them. Then it moves up in the world. And Andrew, I think, I don't know. I know you rate them highly. I think it's an A because it's better than ice cream, but I don't think it's an
Yeah,
S.
I
Okay.
agree. I'll give it an A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I can get behind that.
Ooh, this is a tough one because this
Okay.
is like taste-wise, they're okay.
Yeah.
But nostalgia and what they mean for the game, they're very high up.
Yeah, I mean it's in the song.
It's in the song.
I like one half of the song. The half that we're talking about. Meh
Is not the
Yeah.
half.
is not the half.
I think taste-wise they'd either be a low C, getting maybe even close to an F. Like I don't think anyone's just reaching for some Cracker Jacks, but for nostalgia and game purpose, I would say it's a C for me.
Would you rather have Good and Plenty or Cracker Jacks? Like right
Cracker
now.
Jacks
Cracker
10 times
Jacks.
out of 10.
Yeah. If Good and Plenty was on this list, it would be an F tier. I'm gonna throw
It's not
it
even
in
making the
C.
cut.
I'm gonna throw it in C. All
I
right.
would put Cracker Jacks in S before I put Good and Plenty on this list.
Wow.
Ooh,
Shots fired. Shots fired. All right. A baga. A good old-fashioned hamburger at the ballpark.
right, so how are we classifying this?
So
Because
I
if we're
think,
sitting at a tailgate outside, sign me up. But if we're
yeah.
going in, like, I don't know if I've ever gotten a burger at a baseball game before.
See, this
Really?
is—it's like bringing it back to our mall list when we were doing. Like we kind of said, like
Yeah.
these are good foods, but they're foods that you don't eat in the context that we're discussing it. And for me, I completely agree. A burger is not a stadium food.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think
I.
it's an A-tier tailgate item. I think you can only get better with brats and other sausages. But as for inside the stadium, I'm going towards a hot dog, a brat,
Absolutely.
anytime, way before I go. Like, do they even offer burgers?
I think
Yes,
they
I
sell
was just gonna
burgers,
say
yeah.
I have had burgers multiple times at brewer games. To be fair, they are I believe they're AJ Baum. No. They're from somewhere that is a Milwaukee restaurant that also has a place in the stadium. So they are excellent burgers. But I have had them a few times, so I would say it's either top of C or low B for me.
I would say it's a C tier.
Yeah.
I would say it's
I put it ahead
above
of Cracker
Cracker
Jacks, though.
Jacks, though.
Yeah.
It just blew my
It
mind.
refuses
Accepted.
to. All right. I guess just, that's universe. Yeah. All right.
Just do the first one the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. I am very curious to hear this because.
Well, tell us.
The good old soft pretzel is. Again, I don't think it quite cracks S tier, but that is definitely an A tier for me. Probably top of A.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's top A. I think the best place to eat a pretzel is in a mall. And then the and second best place is in a ballpark. I was just about to,
again, reference our mall thing. And I still prefer just a little bit. In fact, I would say a decent amount. Those, like, the ballpark pretzels don't have 2,000 calories of butter dumped on top of them. Whereas Auntie Anne's do. So I think Auntie Anne's does beat ballpark pretzels. Now, let me ask you this. Pretzel with cheese, does that move it up, stay the same, or move it down?
I think it keeps it where it's at.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm assuming there's a cup of cheese with this.
Yeah, I would take it down to a B if there is no cheese.
Oh, see, for me it stays in a normal pretzel without the cheese and be content.
I will say this: charging any extra for a cup of like little fake cheese to get as a side with your pretzel is terrible.
Yeah,
it should just come with. But that's beside the point. All right. This one is interesting. Pizza. Now, this is definitely an option. I guess this is an option at most, if not all ballparks.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to the ballpark knowing I'm going to be having dinner, I always walk past the pizza place and I'm like, pizza kind of sounds good. And then I never end up getting
it. Yeah.
Which doesn't, yeah. I'm not saying it's going to drop it down. I think it's a very solid option, but I just, for some reason, I never end up having pizza.
I agree. I would put it in the ice cream category.
I would also throw it in B. I think it's a solid option.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
Well, have you vote? I feel like you're voting with your feet. Have you eaten pizza in a baseball stadium?
No, that's the point.
Right. No, exactly. And so therefore,
so lower.
I would say it's lower than what you're. I think it should.
Because I would say I would eat pizza the amount of times that I would eat ice cream in a stadium, maybe like once a year. Be like, oh, I'm gonna try the pizza this year. Oh, I'm gonna get an ice cream helmet this year, but I'm not gonna get it every time. I'm gonna get it more than a hamburger, personally.
I've had more hamburgers than pizza at baseball.
Maybe you
games.
Should put it in C then. Maybe you should put it in C.
That's just me personally, though. I'm just saying me all personally. Right.
Pizza C tier baseball food, really?
I'm not. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I could see it there.
I would probably have burger up a little higher personally, but again, this is a group decision. It's above burger.
I agree.
As a group, it's a bad burger.
Yeah, okay. I can sit with that.
That we can always revise at the end based on where things fall. This one for me
is easy, but popcorn? I'm curious to hear what you guys think.
This one for me is also easy.
The Brewers have a specific spot where you can get objectively better popcorn than at the rest of this concession stands. Because it's a popcorn wagon. And the white popcorn from the popcorn wagon is elite.
Yeah, okay.
It
I'm trying
top tier.
I'm trying to keep my Brewers bias out of this because Brewers popcorn wagon popcorn is top is S. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed, no doubt in my mind, S. The kind of stale, chewy popcorn that you get in this container from the normal concession stand, if it's fresh. It's good. If it's not, it's pretty bad.
So where does it fall in the line there? Like which popcorn are we going with?
Let me counter that. You won't get that stale, quote unquote, whatever popcorn from a professional stadium. They are making it constantly, constantly, constantly. You're getting that at your Little League concession stand.
Fair.
The chewy,
which are
like your. Like,
that's
from my perspective, it's an S tier, so maybe I'm a bit biased. But I'm getting popcorn every time. I'm getting popcorn at the basketball games. I'm getting popcorn at the football games. I'm getting popcorn at the baseball games. So for me, it's an S. But I also agree, if you are at like a Little League game and you get one of those little, it's like a bag made out of paper that's thinner than paper, and it holds like maybe 18 pieces of popcorn total, that's like the stale, chewy kind. That to me is like, that's almost F tier.
I still eat the whole thing, though.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I think I got a point, and I think, I don't know if I'll get you to agree with it. I think popcorn is an inside food. If I'm outside, I don't like to be eating popcorn. Movies, basketball games, hockey games, those are all in arenas, and that's a great, those are great places to eat popcorn. If I'm at the, if I'm at a ballpark, I don't know. It's not really one of the first things I reach for. Outside of Miller Park, going to White Sox, Twins, I to me it's not an S, but I rate it. I still rate it. But obviously, you know, it's two against one. So, I rate it high though. I would put it as an A.
Put it at top of A.
I would say top of A is fair.
Yeah,
I will say if you go to a Brewers game, you know, in the middle of April and it's snowing outside or opening,
I mean, that's
day
an arena
it's
though.
Snowing outside.
I'll stand by the Brewers popcorn wagon too, and that that's S tier.
Brewers popcorn wagon is 100% S
tier. I agree.
Agreed. If you could guarantee that every time, that's for sure an S. Okay.
So speaking of S tier,
the other half, this is an S. It's not. There's no doubt.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack. Peanuts are an S tier.
Andrew, if you're not feeling popcorn outside, peanuts are like the number one outside food.
Yeah, exactly. You can throw the shells at people. You can throw the shells at future wives.
Yep. Just
that's an all-time story.
Inside should not be consumed, but peanuts outside are a great food.
It's true.
See, popcorn, and peanuts.
Let me give just one little rant about these peanuts. They picked a bad picture. Those are unsalted shells.
Yeah.
Who is going to a baseball game with unsalted peanuts? Come on. Your blood pressure needs to go up at a baseball game. Not because of the baseball, because of the food. So if you're eating unsalted peanuts, it's a problem. But that being said, the kind you get at the stand or at the grocery store and bring them into the game, oh yeah, S tier for sure.
Also, how electric is it that the guy walking around selling peanuts
whips them out of his little bag and chucks them at you?
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Where else can you get that? All right. This picture is kind of hard to see, but is it a brat?
It's a brat.
I think it's a brat.
I'm going with brat because the other similar one looks very much like a hot dog.
That's definitely a hot dog. Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Oh, and man. For me, we're going back-to-back S tiers if that's a brat.
I think so, too. I think we're gonna run into some issues here with ratings because looking at the rest of this list, there's a lot of good stuff.
What are these? Oh, is that a beer?
Above or below peanuts? I'd say below.
Below.
Yeah. I like something that has longevity and you can eat peanuts for 9 innings.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's a beer. We're going to assume that's a beer.
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders. Man.
I'm going to go Andrew on this. This isn't really an outdoor food for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicken tenders is like, I'm getting that. I don't really get chicken tenders anymore, but I do love chicken tenders. But to me, that's all. It's not a stadium food, really. Mm. I think I'm going towards the pizza before I go towards... No, I'm going towards... No. I thought about that for a second. I was like, no. In general, in life, I would go for pizza before chicken tenders. At a sporting event, I think I'd go for chicken tenders first.
Yeah.
Exactly. There are different
now,
rules.
I would say... No, I think it's still in the C category. I don't think it fully hits the ice cream category.
See,
for
okay.
Me personally, but let's hear
I think something that needs to be taken into account, which we haven't yet for any of these foods, is ease of eating. When I'm going to a baseball game
and you're sitting in those little seats and you have your pizza and a drink and your this over here and that over there, you don't have enough hands or enough lap space to eat this food. Chicken tenders, where you get the tenders and the fries underneath, you got everything in one go. You can just have it in one hand and eat it from there. So for ease of eating standpoint, it's a very solid option.
Yep.
I think it's a B tier.
Yeah, it's at least B tier for me.
Have
I
you
would
ever
go
gotten it
restaurant.
at a sporting event?
Yes.
I routinely get chicken tenders
Okay.
for the base from a cost perspective. I think they're the best
Also fair. They
value
are
item.
very cost efficient.
Also
They're the
fair.
best value item. They fill me up the most for the least amount of money.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I would say I'd go for chicken tenders
I'd
before
say
a slice of pizza.
I would go for chicken tenders before the ice cream and B. I think
I agree.
that's where it deserves to go. Yeah.
I agree.
This is interesting because it's the
Beer.
only drink. But
We're all 21 or older.
it is baseball. And yeah, like
It's an
Miller
S tier.
Park.
Oh yeah.
I can
Nah.
I this okay.
Let me
I don't go to baseball
argue
games.
against beer being in the S tier.
No, no shot. No
We
shot.
move chicken tenders up. At least a little bit because of cost efficiency. The least cost efficient item at any sporting event is soda, and the second is alcohol. If you want a craft beer, if you want a Coors Light, a Miller Light, you got to pay like $12. If you want a craft beer, you're gonna pay like 14, $15. And I know that goes up with bigger stadium like New York or LA stadiums like that. I know that only goes up. So beer, being in the S tier, being at a baseball environment, absolutely. Being in a stadium where you have to buy it, it kind of sucks, but I still do it.
This is gonna sound horrible, but I don't go to
Okay.
baseball games super frequently.
Oh, but when you do, you get a beer.
I can pretty confidently say I've had at least one beer at pretty much every baseball game I've gone to in the last 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, that's
Um,
fair.
and I can only say that about beer compared to everything else on this list.
That's true.
So for
No
that
matter how,
reason,
leave it in S.
I think I'm going S.
Wow.
Andrew, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm looking up prices per beer. So
It's
you're called
not
it.
pretty. It's not pretty.
The Dodgers have the most expensive beer at almost $1 per ounce. 12
Wow,
ounce
damn.
beer, $12. Yeah, so on and so
That
on.
is a can of beer.
The next most expensive are actually four teams tied for 69 cents. And two of them, or three of them, I don't think are teams you would guess. We have Baltimore Orioles,
Baltimore.
Cincinnati, and
Wow.
Detroit. They need
Wow.
beer. Yep. Chicago
Jeez.
White Sox are on the list, not the Cubbies.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because all their fans do is drink. Because there's nothing else to do at White Sox games.
You do
Yeah.
know that our boy Julio Rodriguez plays in the stadium where beers are the cheapest.
Really?
Seattle
Seattle? Really?
has almost a third, or costs only a third of what you'd pay at Dodger Stadium. 33 cents an ounce for a
Wow.
beer at Marlins Park, the cheapest by any mile. So
Wow.
I guess, boys, we should go to Baltimore.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, we should go to Seattle.
Seattle.
Oh
Not
yeah,
Baltimore.
Seattle. Yeah,
No,
not
we gotta avoid
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Avoid Baltimore. Go to Seattle.
Oh, you know what's rip? You know the Brewers are actually tied. They're also on the 69-cent list.
Oh no, they're second
Yeah. Wow.
highest.
Yeah. Come on.
So maybe I'm biased in the wrong way and that we just have to deal with expensive beer.
Yeah.
Okay, next one on this list is cotton candy. This is another very easy decision for me in that it's an F tier.
Whoa.
It is sticky.
Wow.
It is sticky. It's hard to eat. It's annoying because it gets in the way. Like these dudes holding up giant things block you when you're trying to watch the game. And then the little kid in front of you is also holding it up when you're trying to watch the game. The taste is whatever. Not great, not bad, But just everything about it, and you got to go wash your hands at least twice. You also got to make sure not lick your fingers, because you think of all the public railings and elevators you just touched.
It's true.
It's an F tier for me. It's going to melt in your outside food world. It's going to melt.
I will say the only time I ever really have cotton candy at a sporting event is when we're with little kids and they get it, and then you just steal some from them. I'm never going to buy it on my own and eat an entire thing of cotton candy, because my teeth will just feel like trash for the next week, probably. The taste is good. It's just sugar, so it tastes good because you're just eating pure sugar. But the after effects are rough. Like, your teeth just feel like gritty and sticky, and it's not a good feeling. I could get behind an F tier. I could get behind that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It tastes pretty dang good, though.
It does.
That's, and let's be real. There's a reason why you're reaching into that little kid's cotton candy bag. That you know. Don't do it to random children. and wait, let me be real. It tastes better than Cracker Jacks. I'm sorry.
No. Nope. It's disagree.
Cotton candy tastes better than Cracker Jacks. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think it's better than ice cream, personally. At a stadium. At a stadium. The ice cream's melty. But all the points Jacob raised, though, with the fingers, that is, I hate that. I hate that. That's the only thing I don't like about.
You eat the ice cream with the spoon and it comes in something.
No, I'm saying, no. I'm saying I agree with your counterpoint about candy being very not fun to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't really get the teeth thing, but I don't know. From a pure taste perspective, I don't know. I if there was a D tier, I'd put it in the D.
Yeah, we can put it at the bottom of C.
F just seems like you're sentencing it, and I can't do that to cotton candy.
I'm gonna put it out there now. Looking ahead, we're not gonna have an F tier, which is okay.
I know.
This is like 50-50.
Yeah, Josh, do you like
cotton
what's
candy
better?
At the bottom?
What's better?
I think I like the taste of cotton candy better than Cracker Jack. All right.
Hot dogs, for me, are the most B tier item on this list. Right in the middle.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with you?
Because if I'm going tailgating, let's start off in the parking lot. I'm going brat. I'm going Polish sausage. I'm going hamburger. I'm going Italian sausage. If I'm inside, I'm going brat. I'm going Polish sausage. I'm going Italian sausage. I'm going pretzel. I'm going popcorn. I'm not going hot dog. It's not something that there are so many better options than a plain hot dog.
Well, no, it's not plain. It's not plain.
Well, it's got ketchup and mustard on it.
Okay, well, what about a Chicago dog, my friend?
That's true.
Not on the list. You can't get a Chicago dog at any ballpark besides the ones in Chicago.
All right, well, fine. I mean, the toppings that matter, like the relish, the mustard, the ketchup, you can get that about everywhere. Even without relish, it just
but that's different than it. That's different than a Chicago dog.
Sure. I'm saying that to me is good. Like I rate that very highly.
Right. I'd put a Chicago dog in the A tier, which is why I'm putting a regular hot dog in the B tier.
Wow,
it's at least an A for me. But Josh,
I was going to say S.
Yeah, I was going to put S too.
It has the nostalgia of Cracker Jacks.
Yes, but the better taste.
The better taste, exactly.
Yes. Amen.
I can compromise to somewhere in A.
I agree.
But it's high. It's high for me. I will say, you sometimes you get in the stadium early and you grab your chicken tenders. And then it gets to be like the seventh inning and it's 3 hours later and you're hungry again. Going for a hot dog right there is like the only option.
Sometimes you just got to get that dog in you, you know? And
also, most stadiums will have random days where there's deals on like drinks.
Oh, it's always
and the only food item that's ever discounted is hot dogs.
Yes.
And that's the only time I'm ever buying them.
I think it's somewhere.
True.
I'm not getting
a hot dog unless it's at Dollar Hot Dog Day.
I think brats are a better option, but this is also very Wisconsin of us. Probably a little biased. Do any stadiums sell anything other than hot dogs that's a sausage?
Probably. I think there's a fair amount.
I'd say it's somewhere in there.
Do me a favor, put it below popcorn.
Okay, I can. That's okay. This is nachos, isn't it?
This is nachos.
It is.
Oh man. Okay. Nachos, of all the things on this list, might be the thing I've gotten the most.
Me too.
Okay. At Me stadiums.
Too. Yeah.
And for that reason, it's an S tier.
But you've probably eaten more peanuts than nachos.
Yeah, I've probably snack wise, yes. But nachos they always hit the spot.
They're a little messy.
But I'd say in terms of if we go back to the chicken tender fact. Chicken
tenders, cotton candy scale.
Ease of eating.
You got to bring your hand sanitizer along with you.
Napkins work too.
Like this is a going to a baseball game is not a white tablecloth dinner. Sometimes you just gotta
get a little messy.
It's post COVID, man. This is post COVID.
Yeah, I don't like talking about germs. Just get in there, just eat it, and just enjoy it. I don't know. Call me old fashioned, but I like the nachos are messy. I kind of like it.
Going back to the Charlotte Knights this summer, we went to two games. The first game I got nachos. They were so good that the second game we went to, which was a few weeks or a month later, got nachos again, and they were the same ones, and they were excellent so both times. So for that reason, it's an S tier for me. They're a top option.
I would say I'd put it at the bottom of S.
I would,
because I prefer brat. Definitely getting beer more than nachos, and peanuts are just top tier, I feel like.
Yeah.
But there we go.
Hear me out.
Whatever.
Beer second? Beer above brat?
I think so.
Yeah.
I have peanuts and I drink a beer at every baseball game.
Yeah, I was gonna say I could survive off of just peanuts and a beer if I'm not doing meals. Yeah.
I mean that's classic right there.
Like if you're trying to spend a little bit of money but not eat at the stadium, peanuts and beer, that's the way to go. There we go.
All right. Any changes at all? Are we happy with this?
I like it. I would just put personally cotton candy and F, and then hot dogs a little lower and popcorn a little higher, and that's it.
Fair enough.
Hot dog Fair slander. Enough. I can accept the cotton candy slander, but the hot dog slander.
What about the licorice slander?
That's if licorice right. was on here, that would be high up.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of licorice chat. To be fair, that's brought in.
Well, let me ask you this. Nosh, how relevant is your ride or fade, and could we save it for next week?
Can we do one? Not the food?
We can do not the food. Yeah, that works.
Because I was going to say, what can you think of anything else that they sell at stadiums that would fall into the S? Is there anything else?
Dippin' Dots.
I mean, Dippin' Dots is at least a B. It's better than ice cream.
I don't think Dippin' Dots quite cracks an S, but it's high up there. I will say this. In the summer, the Minute Maid frozen lemonade.
I was going to say frozen lemonade is like a solid A for me, for sure. Ooh.
Especially on a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a classic like soda.
What about like a super rope candy? I always liked those.
I like those too, but I think I'm not really going for candy at the game. And at least not from the concession stand.
Unless it's cotton.
That does sound kind of funny. I'm trying to think of anything else that's out there. Cheese curds? Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
You're not coming across you're just naming food. You're not coming across cheese curds at all the stadiums.
That's true. I'm thinking about my stadiums.
That's true. Well, maybe next week we'll have to prepare something. Nosh, I'll go to the Knight Stadium, see what food I can bring back. And Andrew, you'll have to go to a White Sox or Cubs game and see what food you can get. Nosh, go to Brewers game, see who gets the best food.
The most obscure food.
Wrigley food kind of sucks, so I'll have to go to the
Brewers. Oh, really?
I mean, I'm just there to drink beer.
That's true.
Fair enough.
Like, and have a hot dog. Because they don't know what's going on.
Have a hot dog.
Uh oh. That's the food item. Bro. Right.
We went backwards. Reverse.
Ride or fade.
We'll go. How about just rapid fire?
All right.
Let's do it.
Are you riding or fading the Pittsburgh Pirates? Because they're currently the best team in the MLB. I think this is not going to sustain. I'm fading the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I'm riding the Pirates in April. And they're going to fall off just like they did last year.
Yep.
But Paul Skenes, don't forget about Paul Skenes.
True. True. I think they're good. I like
the Pirates. You're riding the Pirates? Okay.
Not as the best team in baseball, but I think they're going to be a better team.
Finish above or below last place in the Central?
Above.
Ooh.
Above.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, then it's the Reds, the Brewers, the Cubs, or the Cardinals. Yeah.
That's tough. All right. That's tough.
Yeah. All right. Well, you said rapid fire. You said rapid fire.
Easily a top tier stadium, too. All right.
True, except for the announcers.
We kind of talked about this already. Are you riding or fading the pitch clock, which is apparently causing all these injuries? I'm riding the pitch clock stuff.
I'm still riding the pitch clock until it proves to be guilty of something.
I mean, we can't. You'll never be able to prove it, but I'm riding it.
I like it. Are you riding or fading mid-game interviews? Now, I saw this on ESPN Baseball tonight. I believe it was Kyle Tucker hit a home run, or Yordan, or somebody. While they were interviewing Evan Carter in the field, live, during live game, they were interviewing Evan Carter while he hit a home run. That's goofy to me. That's distracting. Don't interview players while they're playing their game. I'm fading mid-game interviews. Get out of here with that. That's crazy.
I mean, when you sign your contract for an MLB team, there must be some fine print somewhere that says you got to do these things if you're asked. So... they signed up for it.
That's a good question. Do they have to do them?
Yeah.
That
being
is a good question.
They're kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I don't see a need for them. I'm not actively against them, but I don't see a need for them. I'm going to fade them. Sorry, that's not rapid fire.
I'm riding them.
Miking up players and then listening to it later, I can get behind that. Interviewing them while they're playing is crazy to me. Nutella is trash. I'm fading Nutella.
I fade Nutella.
I'll fade it. But we have an update.
We're gonna have to tweet this out. Sorry. We're gonna have to tweet out Nutella because that's gonna make a lot of people mad, I feel like. But all three of us are fading Nutella. Okay, what's up?
So play the tiniest violin in the world for these players doing in-game interviews because they're getting paid on top of what they're normally making in the game. They get paid to do them.
Okay.
What?
Yep.
That makes them even worse.
I don't know. It's so don't insane. Tiny violin. Don't feel bad for them.
The not rich focusing. Get richer.
Yep.
I love how we're all fading. Do you like this beautiful scene right here?
That was a good picture for something that we all faded.
Heck yeah. I love that.
I will say that's like the smallest piece of bread I've ever seen.
Right? But yeah, hazelnut flavored stuff is meh.
All right. Hazelnut coffee?
Yeah, that's okay. I'd rather have pistachio. I had it today.
Oh, pistachio coffee.
Really good. I highly recommend. Well, there you have it. Finishing on pure controversy. But yeah, the baseball season's fully underway. It's been electric so far, and it's going to keep being electric, which is great.
Hopefully.
We can only keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully no more UCL injuries, but it's bound to happen. Thank you all for listening, as always. Don't forget to check out the socials. We'll see you next week. We'll be back for another one. But until then, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game. Peace.